Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Christian Davis Group bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our friend Gary Milewski. He's the founder and CEO of SnoopWall.com. Gary, tell us about SnoopWall.
Well, I started SnoopWall in 2013 to stop breaches on intranets and mobile devices. So we have a network security appliance, and we have mobile software, and we've been stopping breaches for a while. And this Fortune 500 company, Assurant, just partnered up with us. So if a small business buys our box to secure their intranet against breaches and hackers and things like WannaCry, they get between $50,000 to $250,000 in cyber breach insurance automatically just because they're one of my customers.
So now, how would they apply? How does you say intranet? Tell us what that would look like. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, today, 95% of breaches happen behind the firewall. Like WannaCry, somebody clicks a link and gets infected.
The email comes through the internet connection for that unwitting victim,
for that employee. It makes their computer think the network's down and saves the whole organization from a breach.
This is an email that's already gotten through the firewall safely. And they click on it after the fact, after it's been cleared, and it pings around inside your operation.
Exactly, and we can stop that pretty quickly. Stop it in 40 milliseconds, and that pretty much saves people from the latest ransomware, malware, all that kind of stuff.
For small businesses, what does that take? What does it cost?
Well, it depends on their size, but the NetShield takes about 15 minutes to plug in, set up, and learn about your intranet. And the other thing is keeping the cleaners off the network. Not to pick on the cleaners, but I was talking at a summit in Canada, and the Vancouver chief of police up there said that the cleaning folks had their relatives being kidnapped in Brazil, and they were told, if you don't hack this bank network you're in the building, we're going to kill a relative of yours. So people in the cleaning company actually were plugging in a rogue device, you know, to try to hack a bank network. My box would notice that and block that in milliseconds.
Right. So what was the cost for small business?
It starts at under $3,000, and it goes up based on the size of the network.
Okay.
But it's like having a full-time IT staff on your network, 724, 365, watching your network the way the hackers would, and staying a step ahead of them.
So SnoopWall.com. Folks, check that out. So let's get back to the Internet of Things. So I have an app on my phone that allows me to control one of the thermostats in one of the buildings I own. And so I could freeze my employees out, or I could burn them up, so to speak, just by touching a button on my phone while they were working. Well, if somebody hacked in, they could do the same thing, couldn't they?
Absolutely. Here's the industry's dirty little secret. Everything with the word smart has not been built with security. No security by design. Jim, you're looking at smartphones,
smart Nest devices, smart TVs,
smart refrigerators, right? Smart thermostats like the Nest. Anything with the word smart, even the smart car of the future that's going to have an autonomous driving little robot piece of software, they've already hacked into those over the internet because they all have an internet connection and they can hit the brakes remotely or make the car go off the road.
Hold on, Gary. Are you saying that the hackers are already inside those devices now?
Some of them, yes, with botnet code they've been testing, and that's how they rent people's smart things secretly on the dark web to launch denial of service attacks. And then the other thing is there's a book out on the internet for free at opengarages.com or .org, and the book says, here's how to hack cars.
Wow. So how do we protect ourselves? Can we?
Well, you and I don't want to buy a 1976 Ford Pinto and get bumped in the back at 10 miles an hour because that would make the Pinto blow up.
Right.
We want to drive a nice, solid car that's been crash tested. Can they do the same thing for us, please, with our smart cameras, smartphones, smart baby webcams, smart TVs, smart refrigerators? We need a demand of the manufacturers that they make these things with security by design. Demand of it, and don't buy it if they don't agree.
Well, exactly, and I don't know how you do. I mean, I've bought smart TVs. I got a couple of them, and I've got, as I say, I've got these smart thermostats and other devices, and somebody else could take over my world. Basically, the more
one day, you know, you're getting ready for the Super Bowl. You have a big party with your friends over. It's February, I guess, 2018, and your TV pops a message up that says, you know, want to cry again? Pay me $300 in Bitcoin so you can't watch TV.
Right, right. And that's everybody, and now that's connected to everybody who's watching. So the entire Super Bowl could become, you know, no audience except whoever's in the stands, right?
Or whoever's paying the ransom. Exactly.
If they pay the ransom. But that brings up another point. Apparently, not every case do they actually release your stuff when you pay.
Well, WannaCry allegedly was nice enough to take the money and unlock.
So they
know if it disappears off the computer.
They actually
have
standards.
Some bad guys have created ransomware that will stay around for a while.
Yeah.
And then they'll maybe trigger it again a few months later and sucker you into making more payments.
Snoop
now, remember
Wall.
We talked about good hygiene, Jim?
Gary, hold on. I gotta go for this hour. Will you come back another day?
Got it. But don't forget, daily backups is important.
There you go. Good advice. Gary Marewski, ladies and gentlemen, with SnoopWall.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.